To the quiet mind, all things are possible. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. Our guest today is Owen Fitzpatrick, an international best-selling author, globe-trotting psychologist, trainer, and speaker who is regarded as a leading expert on influence. Today, he talks about controlling your mind and winning the battle inside your head. Here's Owen.
I'll start to explain it. I'll try chronological. My heart was in pain. The abuse, psychological. The story I'm told is that I'm just the worst. I'm 14 years old. It's subtle at first. Things just seem so dire, you know? The bully, he's scaring me. I can't trust him, that liar. I'm fully aware that he says I'm a reject, and I know that it's true. Says I can't be accepted, whatever I do. 24 years later, he's still around. Plenty more tears later, and he still makes a sound. So this is my theory of what happens in our head. Inner propaganda determines how we're led. We influence ourselves in the very same way as we're influenced by others every single day. If we can stop propaganda from being able to work, we can also stop listening to this inner jerk. Now, I studied behavioral economics, NLP, psychology, Bob McKee's Storynomics, and, well, even neurology. I traveled to North Korea, Rwanda, and the US. I even studied Irish history, searching for the best examples of propaganda that I could find to explore how it's used to manipulate the mind. Now, I believe that propaganda is basically a war of voices that controls our mind and dictates our choices. The weapons of this war are the power of words. They're made up of stories made with nouns and with verbs. Now, the consequences are really quite chilling, because behind every bomb and every mass killing are the voices that cause us to create hell. And we've got voices in our head that do that as well. They do what they can to attack us, you see, because they know we don't often think rationally. But how come? I mean, with all the information that we have at our disposal, how are some still convinced of any crazy proposal? Well, this is how it works. The media put out the lies, social media comes along, and we polarize. We find ourselves stuck still to our positions, like we're the convicts of our own convictions. Now, the voices that we hear are loud, certain, and clear. They're emotional or down or full of fear. They often dominate our internal chatter, like we're lost inside some inner rap battle. We feel what we feel, then the beat kicks in. And that's when the thought war starts to begin. Let me introduce you. He's the narrator. I'm the good voice. To my right is the hater. Who are you talking about? Got a problem with me? You know you got a big mouth, but it's obviously because you're the odd one out. You're completely alone. Maybe his name's Owen because he's all on his own. Sorry, you're me too. Have you really forgotten? Pardon me, that's true, and I feel really rotten. Know why your relationships ain't been very healthy? Only time the girls like you is when they think that you're wealthy. You've nothing to show for part two of your life. You're not friends, not rich, not even a wife. But look at all the things that I have done. 6 books, 90 countries, I've had quite a run. Sad you want a medal, cause you can book a flight, or put words together on a computer, right? But how many people have left you over the years? Girlfriends who left you, friends who leave you in tears. You know you aren't really hearing because you cannot accept that after all of these years, you're just still a reject. I'm not just having a midlife crisis on stage. I do have an important point that I believe needs to be made. You see, you convince yourself of what you think is true via this inner battle that happens inside of you. Now, he compares you to others and he makes you feel bad. He makes you guilty or angry or fearful or sad. He lies about what to do, finds ways to affect you. But why is this true? How does he misdirect you? Well, let me explain how we make mistakes. Our brains are efficient. There are no second takes. We create shortcuts in how we process our lives. We jump to conclusions and we generalize. Now, confirmation bias, that means we just want to be right. Contradicting items, we delete them out of sight. And we only hold on to what we think is true. Information from the world then becomes skewed. Now, biases affect us like our feelings do, and they bias and direct what we're seeing too. For example, if you're in a terrible mood, it's easy to be depressed, anxious, or rude. Now, we rely on certainty in being right. We survived because we knew when to run, hide, and fight. Our fears and negative emotions, they keep us alive. They make us better and stronger, and they help us to thrive. So we believe all is bad because our feelings dictate it. And we're trapped in these feelings even though we hate it. We sell ideas to ourselves, repeat speeches internally. We tell ourselves stories that are reaching us verbally. All this happens inside our head whenever we think. Reality's building as fast as we blink. When you're depressed, you don't think negatively. When you're depressed, you believe negatively. 27 is the number of people worldwide that by the end of this speech will have already died after writing their letters goodbye. Suicide. They decide to lie down. Genocide of the mind. The key to combating this kind of war is by pushing back. Asking questions that challenge them. Going on the attack. Refusing to accept it. Choosing to reject it. Making your voice loud in the way you project it. Explain how they're wrong. Make your point strong. Show why they're completely insane all along. We don't like being wrong, so we justify. We think that's being strong, but it's just a lie. You see, our beliefs that things won't work out leads to sadness, hurt, pain, and self-doubt. When you say that you suffer, you don't have control. Now, when you say that you struggle, though it does take its toll in the story and words that you use and create, you do get a chance to first choose your fate. You see, you change your life more by the way you perceive it. If you create a new story and you start to believe it, not the victim or monster, be the hero and you'll find a more useful meaning than the voice in your mind. No more begging, strong instead. The king is back and will reign. You're back in charge of your brain.
That does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on iTunes and Google Play. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.